Mobuso Chinguno, chairperson of the ruling party's Provincial Youth League, described the war veterans' move as treasonous, stressing that no one should be declared President Mugabe's successor until he dies. Chinguno attacked the war veterans, said to be aligned to the Mnangagwa faction, for going around Zimbabwe announcing the endorsement of the vice president as Mr. Mugabe's successor. He said there is currently no vacancy in the presidium, adding that they expected the president to die in office like his late deputies Joshua Nkomo, Simon Mzenda, Joseph Msika, and John Nkomo.
First and foremost, Msangano wezanu PF takawirira na isusu kuti vamugabe ndo president ndo first secretary wezanu PF.
We in the Zanu PF party agreed from the onset that Comrade Mugabe is our first secretary, president, and also our candidate come 2018 elections. So the talk of endorsing people that is happening is being rebellious. It's the same as organizing a coup. It's equally treasonous.
But ex-combatant Ivan Mbengo and a member of the Manicaland Provincial Executive of the former Freedom Fighters said the decision to have Mr. Mugabe rule to his grave cannot be made by a small group of ZANU-PF youth. Mbengo said such a decision should be broad-based and can be reached through a national referendum. He added that Zimbabwe, being a parliamentary democracy, has to subscribe to tenets of modern democracy with the people making their own leadership choices.
The best way always is to go through a democratic election within the party and within the country. So in this case, there's need for a referendum. Just like the controversial bond notes, people having the experience of what happened 2007-2008 era. The only way, when you want to introduce such economic measures that have a bearing on the lives of the majority, you have to go through a referendum.
Lloyd Munguma, a political activist based in Manicaland province, described as misguided the ZANU-PF youth's suggestions that Mr. Mugabe should rule until he dies.
I think that is unacceptable and that is totally nonsensical, because first, as youth, we are fighting for democracy in Zimbabwe, where we are saying as youth we are the future leaders of this country. So I find it really absurd for one to claim that Comrade Robert Mugabe must die in office.
MDCT Manicaland Provincial Spokesperson and the Mutasa Central member of the National Assembly, Trevor Sarwaka, said such a call from the ruling party youth is regrettable.
I think that's a shame for the young generation to make such a statement. Because as far as we are aware, President Mugabe has run his race and he is far past beyond his best by date. He is now a liability to this country. Zimbabwe cannot live in the past. We have to move forward. So those youths are misdirected. What we expect from a knowledgeable group of youth is to demand that he resigns forthwith so that other able-bodied Zimbabweans can take over.
Last month, the ZANU-PF youth organized what they called a 1 million men march to show their allegiance to the aging leader and asked President Mugabe to ensure that they get a residential stance and land for agricultural purposes, among several other issues. Two ruling party factions, one allegedly led by Mnangagwa and another by First Lady Grace Mugabe, are said to be fighting over the succession of Mr. Mugabe. The two have dismissed suggestions that they harbor presidential ambitions. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.